Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now therefore, O God, we thank you and we praise you, your glorious name. Who am I? What's my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of you, and of your own hand have we given you. Verse 16, O Lord our God, all the store that we prepared to build you a house for your holy name comes of your hand and is all your own. Know also, my God, that you try the heart and you pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy your people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. Verse 20, he said, now bless the Lord your God to the congregation. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and they bowed down their heads, and they worshiped the Lord and the King. Now that's an offering. Amen. Please the Lord. And it was all for what? The house of the Lord. It was for the glory of his house. Are we building the house of the Lord today?
Yes.
Yeah. We are the house of the Lord. Amen. Right? Yes. Every house, every physical building we have is just a tool to serve the real house of the Lord. Every time somebody gets saved, a living stone is sealed into place by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The Lord's building his house.
Yes.
Does money affect it?
Yes.
Does earthly wealth affect it?
Yes.
Certainly does. If we didn't have this place tonight, you couldn't have come in here and heard this. If people are not financed to go out, if books are not printed, if Bibles are not printed, if missionaries don't go, if things don't go across the TV airwaves, it all takes money. Right? And somebody was trying to take me to task a while back about something. They said, well, why don't you just give all that away? They're talking about all the tapes and stuff. Why don't you just give all that away? Well, first of all, they didn't know how much we do give away. Judging again. Secondly, they don't know how close the margin is on some things. Thirdly, you want to ask them, well, why don't you just pay for it all? We will. We keep getting bills. We keep getting bills from printers and material suppliers, and we keep getting bills. They expect to be paid. You don't just say, it's the gospel, you know. Of course, it's all free, right? Gospel's free. Like one fellow said, it's all free, but it takes some money to get it piped to you. Notice how this wound up. Verse 26, David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. The time he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, 33 years in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. Everybody say, that's how I'll go. If you believe it strong enough and you'll receive it, you can. How should you go? In a good... Now, if the Lord comes beforehand, that's just even better. But if he tarries his coming, die how? Old. Old. Rich. So that your grandkids, grandkids say, thank you, Papa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. Huh? Because a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, because the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, Proverbs said. How many think we can know more about this?
Yeah.
Our faith can rise much, much, much higher than how we've thought. I've really just laid the groundwork tonight for this subject. I don't feel like I've gotten into it that much, but the Lord will help us. We'll go on beyond this. But how many can get stirred up about the glory of the Lord's house? The glory of the Lord's house. How many believe everything to do with the Lord's work should be absolutely impressive?
Yes.
By every natural standard.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Now somebody said, well, what if we can't afford? Of course, that's a bad word, right?
Yes.
What if we, but people talk like that. What if we can't afford to get the best? It's not just about cost. It's about your heart. I said, it's about your heart. When it's the best that you can do, then the Lord sees it as the best offering, as the best gift. And then what happens? You're sowing best seed. You're going to reap best harvest. Your best is going to keep getting better. Your best gift is going to keep getting better and better and better. But I tell you, I want you to treat these words like cuss words. And we're here in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. You know what cuss words are? Like, what do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, that's good enough for the church. Well, that's good enough for the ministry. That's good enough. But so many people have that idea, don't they? Well, you know, for the church. And actually bring junk that they've wore out at their house to the church to be used. Well, you know, some folks said this one time. They had the back of their car full of some stuff. And they said, you know, we were on our way to the junkyard. And we thought about, well, maybe the preacher could use this. That mentality. Well, that's good enough. How many understand what is good enough for the Lord's work? The very best we can do. Very best we can believe for. And then believe for that to get better. Right? The very best. Why? It should be exceeding magnificent. Somebody says, well, it takes a lot of money to do that. That's why we're talking. We got to believe. We got to come up. Right? Got to come up. So that we're able to represent the Lord. Right? In every area where people go, wow. You mean that's from the church? Yeah. Right? Why? Because it doesn't just represent Faith Life Church congregation and Keith and Phyllis Moore. It represents the Lord Jesus Himself. It represents our Father God. Right? And maybe you like me, I wish all of us were multi-billionaires right now. Right? And so we could really do some other things. But the Lord knows where we are. He knows where our faith is. And He'll accept our best as though it was the most expensive in the world. Did you hear me? If it's the best we can do. And from our heart. I'm believing for this place to be paid off right away. So that we're not thinking about that anymore. Right? And we, among other things, we'd doll this place up. I said, doll it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I'm thankful for it. But how many believe it could be a lot nicer? I mean, you, right? Fixtures and carpets and stuff. And I mean, just come on up, come on up, come on up, come on. Until people come in and go, walk in the bathroom and go, man, wonder how much that cost. And you say, a lot. And are not ashamed.
Right?
Yes. How much did that supercharged organ cost? How much did that cost? How much did that cost? You go, a lot? Right?
Yes.
I've had people say something to me before because we fly an airplane. They go, you know, why do you have to have that? Well, to do some things we do, there's no other way. But I pull up in our little airplane. I mean, it's older. It's one of the smallest around. I'm thrilled with it. Don't misunderstand me. But here comes a whiskey company. In a brand new $40 million ride. Yet that's okay with everybody. You don't hear people fussing about that. Here comes somebody else in a $30 million ride. Owner of a pornographic magazine. And you don't see them spotted all over the newspaper, you know. Because of that. You see what I'm saying? So twisted. I said it's so twisted. All of the technology. All of the precious metals, all of the materials, all of the jewels in this planet are not the devil's creation. They are not for him. They are not for sinners. God made it. It's his stuff. And it's for him. And it's for his people. And it's for his things. all the technology, all the satellites, all the TV and video, all the machines, all of the best of the best. Man's not smart enough to figure that stuff out on his own. God gave that revelation. For the devil's crowd? But the devil has got so many people convinced. Well, you know, you just kind of hold on and try to stay saved. And maybe you'll make it in some way. How you can't expect much down here. Just never know. But I don't believe that. I believe the best of the best is for God's house. Amen. God's people. I believe the most expensive, the most extravagant, the most beautiful, the most glorious is really the only thing that will sufficiently represent Him. Amen. Amen. The very best we can see and do and believe for. Will you believe with me on that?
Yes.
Church family, I'm talking about, will you believe with me? Don't you misunderstand me. I am so thankful we're not meeting on the side of the road. We are so blessed. I know that. But we got a God who is able to do much more than this. Right? We serve a God who can take us up to where you and I can be so strong personally in our finances. Out of your pocket, give $1 billion. So strong personally, so strong as a church, that thing after thing that comes up in the body, we can underwrite it. All our stuff's paid for. Glory to God. We can do thing after thing after thing, bigger things. Right? How many believe God could bless us? We just pay off people's church buildings for them. Right? We finance missionary endeavors. You got to be blessed though. You got to have more than $100 or $2. Got to have more than $5,000 in the bank. You can't just be taking all the faith you've got to believe to pay your electric bill and your house payment. We got to get beyond that. Everything on the list, done. Every debt paid off. Everything done. Right. And that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Then we come on up, come on up, come on up. So here we are, Lord. Use us. We believe you're a big God. You're a rich God. Help us to represent you properly in the earth so that you are glorified. People see and hear about things and they go, oh. God must be big. He must be amazing. And we say, yeah, He's a good God. He's a good God. He'll heal you as well as save you. He'll bless you financially as well as cleanse you of your sins. Take care of you in every area, spirit, soul, and body. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Stand up on your feet and lift your hands. Begin to praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R618. That's R618, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.